Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I miss Walt Falconer. I wonder when he'll be back on our show again.
Well, good news. It's today.
Great!
Yeah, he just flew back north for spring. Okay, it's Tuesday. We're going to do February new music picks from listeners.
Okay.
Well, let me, I've already screwed this up, Patrick. Let me start this again. Okay. We're going to do new music picks from listeners, but they're not necessarily February. So let me explain here.
Okay.
The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And, you know, once a month we ask the listeners, send in recordings of you talking about new music you discovered in the previous month, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one of our loyal contributors to this, monthly contributors to this, he missed the deadline for January new music.
Okay.
And I didn't want to just leave him hanging there because he's so good.
Yeah.
His dispatches are so good. He's so good about doing this every month. It's not like we have these strict structures in place. No. So the fact that he got his in a couple of days after we, you know, kind of recorded those episodes was not really his fault, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And so I alerted him to the fact that he missed the January recording. And I said, we could just, you know, do two recordings from him in February. And he said, no, you know what? Just roll this January one over to February. So,
Okay.
Traditionally in the month when we do the listener new music, we start off with Stephen Routledge because he started this whole phenomenon of people calling in.
Right.
But I kind of want to pick up this January stuff and clear that out first. So you're going to hear Routledge tomorrow.
Okay, good.
And today, what we're going to do is you're going to hear this one listener with some January picks. And then there was somebody else who called and said, I didn't really find a lot of great stuff in February, but there were a couple things like right at the end of January that came out.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, well, let's just put that in today's episode as well. So basically, we're kind of taking a look back at January again.
Okay.
Music. All right.
All right. And I want to say something too, Jim, because I had a nightmare about this not long ago. I think what would be good business for a podcast? You know how sports teams, when they're going pretty well and they got a pretty good team, they sign a current player to an extension, like one of their best players. And so they don't ever even get to their contract negotiation. Like, oh, your contract goes for another year or whatever. And you extend that player to give them a good deal, reward them. We got to get Routledge signed, man, because if we lose him.
I know, you're right.
If we lose him, it'll be terrible.
Oh, it would
be
that's right. If the free agency window comes up or whatever.
I know, that's what I'm worried about.
What do they call it? The transfer window?
Transfer window opens in the summer. If we lose him, it's going to be a terrible blow for our podcast. Yeah. So we got to think about this.
This is a good point. Yeah.
I had a nightmare. He got poached by another podcast with more money. Swooped in and signed him. Food for thought.
you raised some really good points. We're going to have to bring this up for the next board meeting. Okay.
Thinking long term.
All right. Let's get to this listener. You know him as Walt Falconer calling in from the Falcon's Nest.
Hello, Patrick. Hello, fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Walt Falconer calling from the Falcon's Nest, and a really nice job on the songs of 2020. Love just about every one of them, and I've made myself a little playlist with actually most of the songs, and I'm enjoying listening to those along with your podcast every day as usual, so just wanted to let you know that. Our picks for this month, we're going to have just four this time instead of the usual five. And the first one we want to talk about is an artist called Pearl Charles and the album's Magic Mirror. Now, this album it's a throwback album, and a throwback back to the 70s, kind of the Laurel Canyon yacht rock kind of sound. And there's some Jerry Rafferty in here. Some of it sounds like ABBA. And the song we want to spotlight is called Sweet Sunshine Wine. Now, this song could have been a Dr. Hook song back in the day, back in the early 70s. And it really has that vibe, that mellowness to it. And it's a nice feel-good record. So check it out. It's Magic Mirror from Pearl Charles. Next song out is a special song that we want to call out. And it was brought to us by our buddy Kiwi Kyle. Now, Kiwi Kyle came all the way from Auckland, New Zealand to drop off his pick for the month. And if you're scoring at home, that's 12,101 kilometers. Now, that's particularly impressive since, as you guys probably know, that the kiwi is one of the only flightless birds. So in order to get here, he had to walk. And also, if intern Copernicus is on duty this week, he should be able to determine how many miles that is, and then intern Magellan can in turn figure out the coordinates to the Falcon's Nest from that information. So just to throw a little breadcrumbs out for you guys. The song that we want to, Kiwi Kyle presented to us, it's from a band called Kiwi Junior. And it's like a pop punk band in the Green Day mold with some of the more popular side of the Replacements vibe, but really, it's got a really nice little attitude of it that we really like. And the band is Kiwi Junior, and the album is called Waiting in Line, and the song is Waiting in Lines. It's real good, and do our buddy Kyle a solid and give that one a listen for us. Third one up is by Weezer. I mean, you cannot go wrong with Weezer. Weezer's, it's like Dawes. Anytime they put an album out, you're going to like the songs, you're going to like the songwriting. It's going to be a pop masterpiece, and the new album by Weezer called OK Human is no exception. The difference this time is instead of going with strictly a guitar rock sound, they've got strings, and they've got a 30-piece band that kicks in on this thing. It's really good. The it still has that wit and humor that they're known for. And the song that we want to call out on this one is we want to dedicate this to our buddy Jimmy the Finch, and the song is Bird with a Broken Wing. So that's Weezer, Bird with a Broken Wing. The cover song this month is actually, it's one of our favorite songs and from one of our favorite stories probably in the last 5 years, and it's by the Black Pumas, and it's a cover of Sugar Man, the Rodriguez song. Now, I'm sure all of your listeners know that Rodriguez was an artist that was discovered, probably going on 5 years ago now. He was discovered based on a documentary that they put together on him, where the documentarian had a copy of his album Cold Fact and went in search of Rodriguez, the person who wrote the album, and finally found him in Detroit during construction work. As it turns out, Rodriguez was uber famous in South Africa. And in fact, if you go into any living room in South Africa, you're going to see Cold Fact, you're going to see Abbey Road, and you're going to see Simon and Garfunkel Bridge Over Troubled Water. So they were that famous. So anyway, the cover version by the Pumas, it's great. It's even a little bit more psychedelic than the psychedelic version of the song that is on Cold Fact. So that's it. That's it for the month of January. We're going to turn the page till February. Shout out to the interns, intern Matt, intern Mary, intern Sam, and intern Samantha. Shout out to Tiki Greg. And also want to do a special shout out to Jesse from San Antonio. The folks in the Falcon's Nest really like his picks every month, and he gets multiple wings up when we talk about his picks. So anyway, that's it. We listen to you every day, and keep rocking the suburbs. Ciao.
All right, there you go. There's Walt's.
Beautiful Walt.
Latest dispatch. Love it. Love it. It was great. So where do we begin with this? Oh, Pearl Charles. Okay.
Pearl Charles, yeah.
So you mentioned Pearl Charles in your January new music.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to hear this song, or should we move on, or what do you think we should do here?
I think we can move on. I mean, Stephen Routledge also picked Pearl Charles, and we talked a little bit about her, and I've mentioned it several times. I love that Walt is into that record, too. I think it's great. I hope it's one that we remember at the end of the year. It's hard sometimes with those January ones, right? It was so long ago, and you're doing your year-end picks, and you're like, oh, I forgot about that. So hopefully that'll be kept in mind. I do want to say, though, I'm glad that Walt mentioned Dr. Hook, because I don't know if I've ever told the story. The first concert I ever saw, the second was Kiss. The first one I ever saw was Casey and the Sunshine Band. And the opening act happened to be Dr. Hook.
Really?
So technically, yeah, the first band I ever saw live was Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Wow.
Back in the 80s. Oh, no, it was earlier than that, in the 70s. So I must have been like 13 or something like that. It was probably 79 or something. And they did play a cover of Rolling Stone, of course. So
yeah,
of
course.
Excellent. Yeah. What a bill. Dr. Hook and Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah. Capitol Center.
And did you get some Dr. Hook vibes from Pearl Charles?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I could definitely see that. And I think Walt mentioned Jerry Rafferty, too. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, all the good ones.
Excellent. Okay, so let's go right up to the Kiwi Jr. This one, really intrigued me, the way he described this rockin' sound. Swing it right, boy, you can take it and take the pill. I'll sleep on the windowsill. Sophie says she's gonna pay you back, but how can you trust a hippie like that? Okay, that's good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. Definitely had a little bit of an old school Flying Nun vibe, which I loved. And this record is on Sub Pop. I had no idea. So
yeah.
I've never heard of this. Amazing.
And like you said, there's a little bit of attitude in that song. You can hear it coming through. But it's not, the instrumentation is not as heavy as I was expecting based on its description.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit of a surprise, but nicely put together.
Yeah. Really nice. Definitely sounds like they recorded it on a little four-track cassette machine, you know, at home, which is always good.
Yeah, cool.
And their looks like their debut album was called Football Money. So how can you go wrong with that?
Okay, there was a new Weezer album called OK Human, which is a play on OK Computer. And let's just hear a little bit here of Bird with a Broken Wing. Sneaking up on me, thinking I would be his meal till I slipped up and away. Singing out, the melody came endlessly. High or low, I felt so free. I had something to say. All right, there you go, Weezer. And you can hear those strings that Walt mentioned there as well.
Yep.
You know, I'll just say this about Weezer. I've always been a fan. I will say, you know, they put out so many albums now that it's, you know, who can even keep track? But here's my feeling on Weezer. I'm not going to diss them at all, but I'm also not going to give them high praise necessarily either, because I think they've kind of entered this this era of, I guess, sort of predictability, right? You kind of know what you're going to get from a Weezer album. But it's not necessarily a bad thing either. I think of them like tater tots, all right?
Oh,
so you put some tater tots in the oven, you know exactly what they're going to taste like, right? They're not going to really challenge you at all. you might not put it on when you, you know, have company over. You know, it might not be the thing you serve or whatever. But damn, I love tater tots. You know
what I'm saying? Exactly.
So it's fine. I'm okay
with that. Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah,
love it.
Now, this last thing, Black Puma's doing this song Sugar Man. Did you ever see this movie Searching for Sugar Man? I've never seen it, but I've always wanted to, and I kind of forgot about it then.
You know, it's one of those movies that has been on my watch list for like 3 years, and I've never, for whatever reason, pressed play on it and gotten around to watching it. But it's supposed to be, you know, like Walt said, a really interesting story, and you know, Detroit and,
I know,
and all this stuff.
I don't know how I'm the same thing. It's like it's on the list, you know. It's like, but
oh, that looks good.
Just for whatever reason, it's the stars didn't align right for me to sit down and actually watch it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And now I'm super intrigued about it again. So I need to go back and check out this movie. But anyway, here are the Black Pumas doing a cover of this song, Sugar Man. That's very nice.
Really nice. Cool tune. And I'm just looking here again. And this movie actually won Best Documentary at the 85th Academy Awards. So high, high praise for a movie. It's bad. We should have seen it, Jim. And
I know.
Instead of watching Mystic Pizza again, I promise I'll watch this instead.
Okay, let's move on. One more call for today.
Okay.
All right. This caller also has his own theme music.
Hello, America, or at least the parts where Jim and Patrick, the interns, and my fellow listeners are, which would be mostly America, but also Poland, Scotland, Ireland, and so on, and Sweden. This is Niklas from Sweden calling in for my new February music picks. Now, it's a bit tricky, these music picks, because once you've left your picks for the month before, there are always one or two songs that come in at the end of the month. So these two are actually at the end of January, but I hope you can forgive me and put them on the show anyway. The first pick is from a Swedish artist called Lonely Deer. He's been around for quite a few years now. He goes by the name Lonely Deer, but his real name is Emil Svaningen, and he's from Jönköping, the same town as the Cardigans. His new single, Trifles, is very atmospheric. It builds up throughout the song and just shows his talent. Apparently, he was on Sub Pop the first few years of his career. And then apparently he signed for Peter Gabriel's, apparently he has a record label. He called Emil the European answer to Brian Wilson, which is pretty good judgment or a name for anything. So he's brilliant, and this new single is very, very good. The second song I'd like to promote is Looking for Trouble by Swedish duo Pools. It's their debut single, and it too is very atmospheric. It's got a bit of Americana, it's got a bit of some other things. It's piano, and it's really nice as well. They sort of remind of each other, these two songs, so have a listen. I hope you like them. Everyone, stay safe, and talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
All right. Always great to hear from Niklas.
Oh, yeah. Totally in. He picks such interesting music. Always look forward to what he comes up with. He has such a great perspective on tunes, and it seems like he listens to so much. So
I know.
I'm always excited.
And I'm sure this has happened to everyone who's been part of this exercise where you like make your picks for the month and then like something else comes out like the next day. And you're like,
yeah,
right. That should have been my
Damn
pick. So
it.
Anyway.
I know.
Okay, let's hear Loney Deer with this song, Trifles.
Sleeping like a carcass, waiting on bus stops. Down was a new ride, biggest ship ever caught. I lay in your bed, these times you're not here. I was a crowd, you were the crown here.
Wow, that's really something.
Very nice. I'll tell you, I remember, as Niklas mentioned, Sub Pop reissuing one of his records. I remember getting that in the mail as a promo. You know, Sub Pop used to have those little white promos, are kind of black and white on them. But I remember listening to this record and liking it. Now that I look at some of the tracks on Lonely Noir, not this new one, obviously, but this was back in 2007, it was released. So That was haunting. I like that a lot.
Yeah, haunting. That's a good one. It's like... I love the simplicity of it, but yet it also has a real richness to it as well. It's really, really well done. Really well done.
Yep. So completely agree.
Okay. Then the next one is Pools, Looking for Trouble.
She caught a glance in the sky. One of the ones you can't deny. She's looking for a smile on that day. Rapidly moving across the floor, making sure he can't ignore her. Hey, little hey, that's the way. Yes, it's all.
Okay, I can see what Niklas means about those two songs go together.
Totally.
Nicely, right?
Yeah, it's like yesterday when Mary's pick and Matt's pick kind of lined up, would have made a nice segue together too. So really, really nice.
It's good stuff coming out of Sweden.
Totally. Well, and you know, I'm sure there's a lot more where that came from too. So it's great that Niklas is over there checking everything out and letting us know about it.
Absolutely. He's a valued correspondent for us. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. And next time we talk to Niklas, we'll have to get his take on his favorite football club being sold to American owners. So it's being taken over by Americans. Yeah. Ipswich Town is in the process of an ownership change. So we'll have to get his take on that.
Are these American owners anyone we would know, or is it just
They're not celebrities, like, because there are two celebrities, sort of Hollywood actors anyway, who have invested in a couple of lower league teams. Ipswich Town is in League One, which is the third tier of English soccer. But these people apparently own or have a majority ownership in a team called the Phoenix Rise or the Phoenix Rising.
Oh, yeah,
which
it's
is
a USL
team. Yeah. So we'll see how that all shakes out.
I just want to go back here for a second. You said League One is the third tier.
That's right.
Okay. Just want to make sure I had that correct.
Premier League, Championship, then League One, League Two, then the National League. Yeah.
Premier League, Championship, and League One all sound like they could be the first tier, but they're actually three different tiers. It's like it's like somebody, I saw this once, I think it was like Paul Rudd or somebody, some clips said like when you go to Starbucks, like there's like tall, grande, and venti, right?
That's
like
right.
You don't know what that means, and it's funny, it's like he says like tall and grande both mean large, but yet that's not actually the large is venti, which doesn't mean anything, right? So, anyway,
it's the same thing.
Yeah
Okay, exactly right.
All right, let's get out of here.
Okay,
tomorrow,
thanks everybody. Yeah,
the man,
thanks,
the myth, Walt, the legend, you're gonna hear that, and it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan,
and I'm Patrick Foster,
and we'll talk to you all tomorrow. I think of them like tater tots.